This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the world death toll from the coronavirus eclipses 1 million, experts are assessing how much damage the virus has done compared to other world disasters. More from AP's Julie Walker.
The 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections in the U.S. and many other countries. Wealth and power have not shielded the rich from the awful power of the virus. The U.S. has been the worst-hit country in the world, with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining and that people who get the virus now are faring better than those in the early months of the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. will start shipping millions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week in a push to reopen schools for kids in kindergarten through 12th grade. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
A senior administration official says 6.5 million tests will go out this week and a total of 100 million over the next several weeks. While governors can use the tests however they like, the administration's urging they be used to reopen schools. It's a politically sensitive issue for the president, who has been criticized for his pandemic handling. He's been pushing state and local leaders for months to reopen schools. Confirmed virus cases remain high at around 40,000 per day nationwide. Experts are warning of a likely surge in colder months ahead. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. British politicians will have to curb their late-night drinking after authorities in Parliament ordered alcohol sales restricted as part of anti-coronavirus measures. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Bars and restaurants in England have been ordered to shut at 10 p.m. under restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19, but catering facilities at the seat of government, Parliament, are exempt under a loophole that allows workplace canteens to keep longer hours. Some lawmakers have pointed out the anomaly would do little for politicians' public image. After the backlash, a spokesman has clarified alcohol will not be sold after 10 p.m. anywhere on the parliamentary estate now, though food can be sold during late-night sessions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Northern California's wine country was blanketed by fire again Monday. A strong wind fanned flames in the already scorched region, destroying homes and prompting evacuation orders for nearly 70,000 people. Further north, near Redding, Shasta County, Sheriff Eric Magrini announced that three people had died in a fire there. The fires that began on Sunday in the famed Napa-Sonoma wine country north of San Francisco and around Redding came near the third anniversary of deadly wildfires that erupted in 2017, including one that killed 22 people. They are among nearly 30 major wildfires currently burning across California. The wildfire death toll in California wildfires this year is now at least 29. The lone Kentucky detective charged in connection with the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor has pleaded not guilty. Brett Hankinson's plea Monday comes 5 days after a grand jury indicted him on three counts of wanton endangerment for firing to the home of Taylor's neighbors. Hankinson was one of three undercover narcotics detectives to appear inside Taylor's home on the night of March 13th during a botched drug raid. The grand jury last week declined to charge Hankinson or the other two officers who fired their weapons with Taylor's fatal shooting. The decision set off protests in downtown Louisville and across the rest of the United States. The first of a group of three tankers carrying Iranian fuel for gasoline starved Venezuela entered Venezuelan waters Monday in the most recent sign of the country's expanding trade. The two OPEC members have increased cooperation this year by exchanging crude oil, food, fuel, equipment for refineries, and other industrial goods. The Iranian-flagged tanker Forest, transporting some 270,000 barrels of fuel loaded in the Middle East, entered Venezuela's exclusive economic zone Monday morning. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.